Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle and Expansions in 2026. What to buy, what each box changes, and how to win together. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy the base game first and finish its 7 sealed games. Choose Monster Box of Monsters next only if your group wants a hard, occasionally brutal 4-adventure gauntlet. Choose charms and potions when you want Ginny, personal charms, potion recipes, and more player identity, accepting extra upkeep. Defense Against the Dark Arts is a separate competitive 2-player game and never mixes into the cooperative campaign. Hogwarts Battle is still the Harry Potter box with a real reason to remain on a hobby shelf. It turns 7 numbered lessons into a cooperative deck-building campaign, then offers 2 expansions that pull the system in different directions. The mistake is buying the whole stack before the table has told you whether it wants more difficulty or more machinery. Imani read the op's current product and strategy material, checked the official solo rules, compared exact Amazon listings, and traced recurring owner reports around market stagnation, punishing creature combinations, detention bloat, potion upkeep, and the moments when the campaign suddenly sings. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What should you buy first for Harry Potter, Hogwarts Battle? Buy Harry Potter, Hogwarts Battle and treat its 7 numbered game boxes as the curriculum. The early games teach influence, attack, locations, villains, house dice, and shared planning and controlled layers. The later boxes make those simple verbs collide. Do not shuffle an expansion into game 2 because the shelf looked lonely. A new group should play at 2 or 3 players if possible. 4 works, but it lengthens each market cycle and gives harmful combinations more time to stay in play. Use the official solo variant when needed. The op solo rules alter setup and supply specific removal tools rather than asking one hero to pretend the multiplayer rules are unchanged. How does the Hogwarts Battle base campaign actually play? Every turn is a small engine test. You reveal dark arts pressure, resolve active villains or creatures, play the cards in your hand, assign attack, spend influence, and discard what remains. Purchase cards enter your discard pile and return only after the deck cycles. That delay is why a glamorous 6 influence card is not automatically better than 2 focused cards that fix the job your deck cannot perform. The group loses when control fills the active location and no location remains. That means control removal is not housekeeping, it is the campaign clock. A villain that adds control, punishes drawing, or blocks healing may be a better first target than the threat with the most health. The shared win condition rewards discussing priorities, but it does not require one experienced player to puppeteer everyone else. Is Monster Box of Monsters worth it? Monster Box of Monsters is worth it when the base campaign has become comfortable and the same group wants an adversarial puzzle. It adds 4 adventures, Luna Lovegood, creatures, encounter cards, detentions, patroness support, and a darker relationship between bad draws. The community's recurring warning is accurate. This is not 4 more gentle years. Creature and villain combinations can spike, encounter conditions can redirect priorities, and detentions can clog decks that already lack thinning. That harshness is the point for the right group. The expansion forces the table to recognize removal, healing, economy, and threat order as separate jobs. It is a poor first expansion for a family that still needs prompting through every phase, and an excellent one for veterans who finish game 7 and say, "Was that all?" Keep its cards separable so you can return to the cleaner base arc. Is Charms and Potions worth it? Charms and Potions is worth it for a table that wants more personal identity and combinatorial play. It's 158 cards, 4 game packs, Ginny board, 10 charm boards, ingredients and potion recipes ask each hero to develop a little differently. Charms provide persistent personal direction. Potion brewing turns card effects and ingredient timing into a second engine. The caveat is cognitive load. Owners repeatedly describe the potion layer as more fiddly than the base game, especially when several people are still reading every market card. Some experienced tables love the extra planning, others keep Ginny and charms but omit the potion subsystem on casual nights. That is a reasonable modular house choice after everyone understands the printed rules. Buy this before Monster only when the group's complaint is our heroes feel samey, not the game is too easy. What is the best Hogwarts battle strategy from beginner to advanced? Beginner, keep the active location alive and focus all attack on one threat. Buy economy early enough to matter, then stop diluting the deck with cards that do not support your role. Intermediate, identify the rules text that is quietly costing the table the most actions. Removing a villain that blocks draws or adds control can outperform attacking the largest health total. Track which heroes can heal, remove control, generate influence, or burst damage and let the market flow toward those jobs. Advanced, count deck cycles. A card bought late may never return to your hand. Plan stun timing around effects that punish it, preserve flexible resources until dark arts and encounters resolve, and use shared benefits where they repair the weakest hand rather than inflate the strongest. If the market stagnates, use a documented table variant consistently rather than improvising mid-loss. A small discard and refill rule can reduce dead rows, but it also makes the game easier. Does Defense Against the Dark Arts combine with Hogwarts Battle? Number Defense Against the Dark Arts is a standalone competitive deck builder for exactly two players. It borrows the recognizable buy cards, improve your deck rhythm, but the objective is to stun the other player in a best of series. None of its cards belong in the cooperative base campaign, monster box, or charms and potions. It is worth owning when two regular players want a shorter head-to-head night and enjoy timing attacks, healing, and market denial. It is not a way to add a fifth player or an advanced mode for the campaign. Store it as a separate game so a well-meaning host does not create the most cursed rules mix in the castle. How do you host an unforgettable Hogwarts Battle weekend? Prepare one chapter, not the entire collection. Put the active game box, current hero decks, market, villain stack, and tokens on the table before guests arrive. Keep unopened numbered boxes out of sight so discovery remains part of the campaign. Give influence, attack, health, and control distinct bowls or zones that every seat can reach. Drinks and themed snacks belong on a sideboard because the best potion ingredient is not cream soda absorbed by a card edge. At the end, bag each player deck separately and label the next numbered game or adventure. Photograph the final market and active location only if a house variant makes the state relevant. Two scenarios make a fine evening, three is a negotiation. The ultimate host stops while everyone still wants to open the next envelope. What is the Nurogratz Hogwarts Battle buying order? Phase 1, Hogwarts Battle base game. Finish the 7-game arc. Phase 2A, buy monster box of monsters if the group wants harder enemies and tighter triage. Phase 2B, buy charms and potions if it wants richer character engines and another hero. Parallel shelf, buy Defense Against the Dark Arts only for a recurring two-player competitive night. Skip both cooperative expansions for now if the group has not finished the base arc, if one player is still making everyone's decisions, or if market downtime already feels long. More cards do not cure a tableflow problem, they magnify it. Final verdict, Hogwarts Battle is the buy. Finish games 1-7 before expanding. Monster Box is the stronger expansion for an experienced group that wants the game to fight back. Charms and Potions is the stronger expansion for a group that loves character identity and layered engines. Neither is mandatory, buy the dual game only for a separate two-player night. Frequently asked questions. Which Hogwarts Battle expansion should I buy first? Finish the base campaign first. Buy Monster Box first for a harder challenge, buy Charms and Potions first for character variety and more engine building. The community is split because the expansions solve different desires. Can you combine Monster Box of monsters and Charms and Potions? Both require the base game. Experience groups can combine supported content, but the cleanest learning path is to play each expansion's adventure structure separately before creating a larger mixed pool. Is Monster Box of monsters too hard? It can be punishing. Creatures, encounters, and detentions create harsher combinations than the base game. It is best after the group understands threat order, deck roles, and location control. Is charms and potions too complicated? It adds meaningful upkeep through personal charms, ingredients, and potion recipes. Groups that enjoy layered engines tend to like it. Casual groups may find it slows turns. Does Defense Against the Dark Arts mix with Hogwarts Battle? Number it is a standalone competitive game for two players. Can Hogwarts Battle be played solo? Yes. The op publishes official solo rules, including adjustments for the base game and monster box of monsters. What is the best player count for Hogwarts Battle? Two or three players gives the cleanest pace. Four is fully supported but increases downtime and the number of effects in play. How do you stop the Hogwarts Battle market from stagnating? Buy selectively and let decks cycle first. If the row remains unusable across repeated sessions, adopt one documented discard and refill house rule consistently and understand that it lowers difficulty. Are these Amazon links direct product links? Yes, every buy button uses the exact Amazon product detail ASIN with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag.